We got the panel here. First up, we got King Beast.
Yeah, nigga munching on some spaghetti for the week.
Hey, yes.
Need to relax. And the next person that was lagging there, we got Kiki the Don.
Yes, sir. We proceed.
What happens when we don't proceed? I always wanted to know that.
Well, if you don't proceed, then I don't know what to tell you. You just don't. You're not proceeding to give us what we need.
Oh, we horny.
And then why? Oh, Jesus.
Oh, okay. All right.
We got on the panel here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Glad to be back. Out.
Your shit reset.
I don't know what you're talking about. I didn't do anything.
I'm trying to ask a question and I phased out existence.
I was minding my business.
So what was your question?
I forget about it.
Oh, it must have been real bad.
Yep.
Makes me a little curious.
It's off topic.
Well, this episode, there is no topic for this episode. We're just talking about random shit.
We are having talking about.
It's gonna be a little shit. Story time.
Random shit and some stories.
That might be the actual topic, like the title of this episode. It's probably gonna be random shit.
That'd be a cool title.
But you know, what's everybody been up to? You know, like how's everybody feeling, like mentally?
Fucked.
Mentally, I've actually been in a pretty decent space. Like I said, I moved out and things like that, so that's been cool.
We love to see it.
Thank you. The car situation is a bit stressful, just because that didn't pan out how I wanted it to. But at the same time, I'm also not gonna stress over things I can't control or change. Besides that, like all these other little side things I've been trying to keep up with, like my hobbies, it's been going good. Finland are launching candles soon, so stay tuned with that. Excited.
Yeah. All right, Erica Badu.
I've been working on a candle brand for a minute. I've been keeping it.
What scents are they?
What
them candles smelling like?
They smell real good. Divine.
I was not.
I want to focus on aromatherapy.
Divine coochie.
Delicious. But no, I want to focus on aromatherapy. Mm-hmm. And just really on like mental health and mental being, because I'm really big on that. You can say I'm an advocate, especially because I have mental health issues. So I'm just trying to find candles that can help us all, especially because I love candles. So it got to a point to where I was always running out of candles and I was like, but I can just make myself some candles. Might as well at this rate. So yeah, I've been working on that and I'm pretty excited. So I'll let you know.
Wait, you mean to tell me you've been going this whole time cause without no candles, bro? You good?
Yeah, it's been tough.
Got you. I'm gonna send you some.
You always gotta have candles, bucko, especially when the bees come.
Facts. Gotta set the mood, make it real sensational, you know? Gotta get the vibe right.
Biddies love candles.
Oh, you trying to get all romantic. You know what biddies also love? Himalayan sock rock lamps. I just got a dope ass one from Amazon for like $12 and it's huge.
Himalayan salt rock?
Yes, Himalayan sock rock lamp. And it's the real thing. So you could like lick it too if you wanted to.
What?
I'm not saying I don't recommend it. I wouldn't personally lick it, but you can do such things. Like, it's real salt. But yeah, on Amazon, I can send the link. It was like $12. The last one I had was like $40 from Walmart. And it was way smaller.
Licking some salt. Ugh. Ugh. I don't know why I was thinking of like licking dust as well.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, that'll definitely make you think, ew.
Get some strep throat.
for thinking of for thinking of it like that, you deserve to get strep throat.
Fuck you.
Oh. Not the shred throat.
Not the fuck you. Deep. He said half
his own. You deserve to get the common cold.
Damn. That nigga.
He ain't say this.
That nigga said you deserve a regular ass disease.
He said because
you a regular ass nigga.
Like, you don't even get no fancy ass.
We'll fight it off.
The only way you're gonna fight it off is taking those fucking horse pill Mucinex gel tablets.
I had to take those shits. You know what's crazy? Somebody back in the day, niggas was really out here dying from the common cold, bro. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Didn't be me.
There was a movie. I think it's called, was it War of the Worlds? I think that's the title.
Oh.
You're talking about with Tom Cruise or some shit?
Yeah,
Tom Cruise and Dakota Fanning.
Yeah, and the invading aliens died of the fucking cold.
Nigga died from first air.
For real.
The nigga died from the ghetto.
It died by the fucking common cold. Like, wow.
Bitch, don't make me breathe on you. Your life is in my hands.
I'll cough, sneeze.
What's it called? What? You got some cinnamon bun words? Fuck.
Cinnamon.
Yes, that's
cinnamon
candles.
He says,
I'm like, what?
You got some cinnamon bun candles? Cinnamon rolls. Fuck.
Cinnamon. I mean, same thing. No.
Same shit, bro.
I mean, they smell the same. Just that cinnamony sweet.
Yeah, I need that cinnamon toast crunch smell when I wake up in the morning.
I got that last night, and I had probably eaten 4 bowls of it.
I definitely have some scents I'm about to drop on y'all. Just stay tuned.
Mm-hmm.
I remember this cereal. I don't know what the name of it.
Cocoa Puffs.
But it was like, not Cocoa Puffs. No, it was like, it wasn't cinnamon rolls, but it was. I know it was like brown and it tasted like cinnamon. Can't really explain. It was bomb, bro.
There was this was one like that I think about a lot. It had like a gold frog on the box. I think it was like a gold frog, and it was like these little pecan looking like it was cereal, but it was like the way it looked was kind of weird, but it tasted really good, and I can't remember the name of it.
I've never seen that box.
I'll have to look into that.
I haven't had cereal in months, though.
I haven't either. It doesn't really fill me up, so I don't really think about it too much.
It's really a snack.
Honestly, like a little appetizer before actual breakfast.
Right? Yeah. After I had my cinnamon, I had a fucking real breakfast, like an hour later.
Cinnamon.
Literally, at least cinnamon.
Hey, yo, wait. Real quick, because I know we're doing random shit. Silent O just murdered his cousin, bro.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah?
You already know who it is.
Yeah.
That shit funny as hell.
Rappers is going sad.
I'm saying, this nigga gonna get his asshole turned inside out like that video that leaked that I'm mad showed up on my timeline.
Actually, believe it or not, that doesn't happen unless you murder like kids or you do anything inappropriate to a kid or a woman.
Oh, dog, King.
Well, he a short nigga, though, ain't he?
LeBron.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, send me the video. I don't know if I liked it already because I'm really looking for it. Please send the video of him calling her a bitch, a dumb white bitch.
I just saw it on the timeline too, bro. Fuck, did they delete it?
Who said that?
Duh, I got it.
Yes, yeah.
That shit is so disrespectful.
LeBron getting a white woman kicked out of game the first day of Black History Month. Jordan who?
this has been a great Black History like month, and it's only day one, bro.
Shit. Because what we going? Because you know that white girl from work that be getting on everybody's nerves and shit that voted Trump. Like, we gonna fuck up her whole class, and we gonna write Happy Black History Month on her board. We gonna put a black quote of the day every day. I'm gonna wear a kufi when she come back to work Wednesday.
Oh man, they didn't cancel that pickled nigga dude, DJ Pickle, on Twitter. I just saw that shit. I'm like, who are these niggas talking about?
Nigga said DJ Pickle. Robert, sit your ass down and shut the fuck up.
I didn't even play the video yet, bro. I gotta bookmark this.
Damn, I'm trying to find this one meme.
Hold on. No, no.
Said, shut the fuck up and sit your ass down.
I gotta gotta find it. Fuck.
I sent it in a Twitter chat. Matter of fact, I posted it on Discord.
Got a meme of Martin Luther. Put it in the meme. Gotta find it. Oh, here it is.
You right there, shut the fuck up. That nigga got the money to make her shut up. What can you tell this nigga? Bitch, if you ever drop 62 points in the game?
Oh.
You ever come back down 3-1?
Are we all in the Black Kings?
Wait, that's not the... Yeah, I sent the actual video. LeBron telling him to shut the fuck up.
I'm over here laughing at memes on Twitter.
Yeah, this is a crazy start. And then you got fucking Edge back in WWE. I haven't watched that shit in years. I'm like confused on like storylines and stuff. And then Bad Bunny just pulls up. I'm like, bro, what the fuck?
Exactly. I've seen that shit too. Like,
and I'm not gonna lie, the boy had drip. I'm like, okay. But then when he started getting in the ring and jumping off the rope, I'm like, hey, yo, what the fuck?
Like, this nigga came here to throw hands.
Well, but what scared me though is like he kind of went on like a bad angle. Like he did not do the move like right at all, and like one little slip up, that nigga, his life could have been done. Like he would have been injured. Man, that's just weird seeing him in a wrestling ring. Okay. What like black movies or black stuff y'all like watching or watching this month or listening to?
I ain't gonna watch Black Lightning. Fuck that. That shit is so ghetto. It just puts a bad taste in my mouth. My God.
What does?
Black Lightning?
Oh.
My God damn, this show sucks.
Black Lightning ain't all that bad. The youngest daughter get on my fucking nerves, though.
It's kind of me.
Her oldest daughter gets on. I like fucking what's that nigga name? Tobias?
Oh my gosh. Tobias Wells? That nigga's
Tobias a fucking villain, dog.
Give him a live action Static Shock show and I'll be set.
Oh man, that'd have been fun. They could have kept him, but they need to keep Tobias as, though. That nigga racist as shit. He might be worse than Gabi.
This GameStop shit is getting out of hand. They already trying to make a movie off this.
Yeah, I've been looking at
bullshit.
Nah, it's real.
A movie?
No, it's real. They're making a movie out of it.
It's gonna be on Netflix, cuz.
A movie out of what? This, Mike said that nigga Silence ain't been the same since his booty hole hit the internet.
Hey,
no. No spoilers, but Attack on Titan was heat.
Bro, nah, that shit.
Nah, fuck
so
that. It's Monday. Weird. Fuck that. Don't spoil that shit.
No, don't do that.
Don't do that. That's not nice.
Who ain't seen that shit yet? I'm gonna tell you right now. That bitch right there.
Someone in our audience. The viewers. Hey, did you forget we're recording a whole episode right now?
I haven't seen 24
hours. You ain't seen it by this point. Actually, no. This episode ain't dropped until next week, is it?
Oh, okay. Yeah,
you are they skipping?
Oh, yeah. Hey, no. Fuck that bitch, Gabby. She killed. Right. She killed my nigga Sasha, dog. Like, no, bro, that had me sad.
Had me mad as fuck. I can't believe all that she
wanted. All she wanted was some meat. Not like how you think. She just wanted to eat food, and I fuck with her. She was a sharpshooter about that action.
She was always about that shit for real.
And what my brother's saying, but look, Gabi could be the new Sasha. I almost slapped the fuck out that nigga. He was trying to fuck.
They should have killed off Gene with his bitch ass. Gene got them
in a John fucked cool. up ass
situation.
Oh, John?
Horseface is cool. Gene,
whatever the fuck.
Nobody needs to die.
I mean, you're right. Nobody needs to, but no, like Sasha wasn't heavy. That's what I'm saying.
What y'all do to y'all?
What do you mean?
Killing off characters.
How many times
content.
Has that nigga hesitated to kill it. Somebody? All of season three, that nigga was hesitating to kill motherfuckers.
When?
Was over here like
that was
what
one
do you
time.
Mean? It was like three different times.
This nigga hesitated.
He hesitated to kill Gabby. I don't
fuck live on purpose.
Head,
he could have executed her. Right. He ain't hesitate. You know that nigga would have pulled the trigger. You know he riding deep like that. That nigga elbow
nah,
deep in the shit standing up.
He pulled
up.
Exactly what they did in Walking Dead with the governor. Had every opportunity to shoot that nigga.
And he let fucking them take, what's his name back? They took Armor Titan back. Because you remember when they had captured him in season three? Like one of the last few episodes. And they were going to interrogate that nigga and have Aaron eat him. And he was over here like, no, no, no. Let's just see if he'll give us information. Let's just wait it out. Nope.
No, they knew they had the needle that was trying to get a nigga to eat him, remember? That's why they didn't kill him.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. He still has, he still, yeah, that was his fault that they came back and grabbed old boy. It was because this nigga was over here doing too motherfucking much per usual.
Nah, I blame the writers. Fuck that Jean, cool. That nigga catches bodies.
When he's not being a little bitch. Yeah, I agree.
Right, because that nigga done manned up. He running a unit and shit. Now you want to talk about a goat for real, Connie.
Connie is a goat, though.
I've always liked Connie. And he has a beard now.
You
I'm so
know
proud
who
of him.
I'm mad who they gave fucking screen time to? Oh, boy. The fucking redhead weak-ass nigga.
Redhead weak ass. Now you talking about?
No, I forgot his name. That's now like one of the
one that saved scouts. Irvin from the Beast Titan. That nigga, the last survivor that pulled Irvin up there.
Yep.
Yeah. Fuck. I didn't even know who the fuck that nigga was when I saw him.
Yeah, I was like, wow, they for real giving this nigga screen time. That's wild.
That nigga's a clown.
I thought that nigga
you could have just
died
kept one
screen.
Of the other niggas. You could have killed him and kept someone else. Like,
you know what I'm saying? You had to hit somebody close to my heart.
And then give me this fuck. Give me this pussy ass nigga. Right. But nah, Levi doing the usual.
At least Hanji's not dead, though.
I know.
Because I ain't gonna. I was.
There's been a few moments.
That's a dude, right?
Hanji? No.
She had. Hanji's the girl with one eye, the crazy bitch that was experimenting on the Titans, the scientists.
No, because like multiple times in the subtitles they say he, and I'm like, wait a minute.
Nah, like, Sanji's the woman. Sanji got titties. Hanji got titties.
I remember that controversy. I remember that. Jalen, I know what you're talking because I remember seeing something like that. That they always refer to that, you know, the glasses. Character for Hanji, right? Yeah, Hanji as a dude. I'm like, wait a minute, I had to go look this up. Oh shit, I almost knocked a bowl in my lap.
Because I know I'm not tripping. They said it multiple times. I'm like, wait a minute.
That's a grown ass woman. They just took the woe off.
Mandela effect.
You really got me about to search this shit up right now.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, like, does he identify as a man or like what?
You want to restate that? Does he identify as man? You mean does he identify as she?
Yeah.
It says she's a woman.
But I do remember that weird moment where people kept referring to that person as a guy.
Personality.
Yeah, Hanji's biologically a female, but she might be laying down some pipe.
Laying down some pipe.
Just like Mikasa.
Okay, so it says is female as shown by her name and physical appearance. But whether or not Hanji was once male, identifies as male, or is undermined is still still up for debate. So basically, she's like non-binary in a sense.
Okay, because I was about to say, how the fuck was she a dude first? What type of, like, they ain't got all this fucking struggle and shit inside the walls, but they managed to give this nigga some titties.
All right, so Hanji's fucking Orochimaru, basically.
Because it's saying here that the author himself asked the English dub, like, asked them to remove some words or adverbs so that would basically show what gender Hanji was. So I guess her appearance is female, but, like, what she identifies as, up for debate.
That caused a small little apocalypse in the community. I do remember that. That was, like, seasons ago.
Yeah, it was the first season. I was like, what the fuck? I'm like, am I tripping? Or I'm like, maybe I'm just tripping. My glass is not clean, huh? Let me just wipe my glasses off.
Let's talk about Mikasa, right? Because I haven't, like, I didn't watch season 3 at all. When they started with, you know, with Levi's backstory and stuff, that's when I, like, got away from the Attack on Titan stuff. But why does Mikasa in this one shot look like a guy? I thought that was somebody else. You know what we're talking about? That one face shot where she's, like, crying, looking at Eren when they first, you know, saw each other for the new season. You know, you guys know what that shot looks like?
Probably because she's wearing all black. And like the angle of it.
I'm going to have to find a picture, but I thought that was somebody else. Because it looked like a dude.
What, Mikasa?
She cut her hair.
Threw me off too. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, and the way she was drawn looked like a guy. I'm like, who's this character?
No, I'm saying, I said, oh, damn, she finally did it. She done got swollen up to change genders.
Oh, let me see if I can
find it. Once she took that shit off, you could tell she's still a woman, though. It was just that armor bulky a little bit.
A little bulky.
Now, damn, that nigga bad.
Damn, didn't she grow?
They all grew.
They all look so different.
She's the tallest. Wait, hold on. I think she's the tallest female. 176 centimeters.
It's crazy to me. I love how everybody was, like, tied together without knowing. Like, I love how everybody is somehow related or connected.
I like that a lot.
He's 5'8" and 11 inches.
Wait, hold on. Mikasa 5'8"?
5'8".
Oh, damn. I should have said, what's up, Mikasa? How you doing? My stallion. Oh, geez. Hold on, I'm about to cry right now. I'm a dead ass wiping my eyes. I didn't know she was that tall. I'm really about to. Oh, my
Did
God.
Y'all buy the new Hype Lane merch? The Inuyasha collab?
No.
Nah, I haven't looked at it yet.
I just painted a dope ass Inuyasha piece, though.
Wind Sky.
Oh.
On some glass.
Yeah.
I saw this cool challenge, not a challenge, but I saw, like, this cool thing going around on TikTok, and basically what you do is you print out, like, your favorite character or whatever you want to draw, and you get, like, a glass from, like, a glass frame, and you trace over it with Sharpie on one side, and then you flip it over and paint the other side, and then you let it dry. Shit's pretty cool.
I'm kind of a little soft to you. Because, like, I was at work when it had dropped. And my mentor, she got me a large because that's what I wear, right? And I'm thinking, oh, it's going to be true to size because that's what they've been doing lately with their, like, new drops. They pulled it on. It runs small.
Oh.
Like a size small. So I'm like, fuck. And I'm debating because I'm like, I want to keep this shirt. But it's just a matter of, can I fit that on?
That is the question. Send me the link, though. Let's
see. I think I got a picture of a Thundercat wearing it. In the crash, too, because I had like, got on my lunch break, like, 5 minutes after it had dropped. Because apparently it was supposed to drop, like, at 11, but it completely crashed. And then they, like, recovered it. Was it, like, 30 minutes later? Man, I got on there, and it crashed again. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking, oh, I can get the XL. Nah, that shit sold out.
Megan got Valentine's Day condoms.
Do what now?
I'm about to set Melon selling Valentine's Day merch, and she's selling condoms.
Fuck it. Maybe Warf can.
What kind of condoms she selling?
Maybe you can put it on the screen. I'll send it to you on Discord. But this is the shirt. Post this in a podcast chat.
Man, she got do-rags and shit and leggings.
I love it. Send me the link, please.
No. The beanies? Bikinis?
Oh, it's sold out. But I'll send
still,
you
one. I'm going to be ready.
Damn, that's you woman. Good. Where's that's your condoms?
That's why I want to just take the large, because I don't know when it's going to restock.
Fuck it.
But I still got to wait for the ship out anyway. That's going to take a minute.
That's true. Okay.
I regret not buying the Tachi rug because it was email only. And I had the email and I had it in my cart, but I was like, do I need it? And I kind of already ran out of room in my room.
Yeah.
And I don't have nowhere to hang it. Like,
I'm about to say, I have so much short wall space and I'm excited because I plan to do a lot with this wall space.
I found the picture.
Yeah, I'm gonna send it. Yeah, ago I sent it in the chat.
Oh yeah, have y'all been watching WandaVision?
Yeah.
Yes, I have.
About to say the cloud rug. I was literally just looking at it. That head rug is lit.
See, I got room for that one. Now that WandaVision, bruh. Like, it's getting good like every episode, but I really hate this weekly shit.
I'm saying, because like some episodes are 30 minutes, some are an hour, or damn near an hour.
Nah, they like 20 minutes.
Bro, it started off, the first one was like 12 minutes. Yeah. And then it was found like 15 condoms minutes. And then it was like 20. This episode was like, I think 22 to like 25. I said, what the fuck?
You're kidding. I thought that shit was an hour. 40, no, or just 45
they're
minutes.
Like 20 nah minutes.
What are we talking about, cuz?
Attack on
WandaVision.
WandaVision.
No, them mugs is like 20 to like 23 minutes at least, bro.
There's definitely, yeah, it's not.
Maybe because I'm always having to pause the shit because somebody
asked me a dumbass
question in the classroom.
That's also, yeah, that too. Having to pause. Rewind.
Yeah.
Things like of that nature.
See, WandaVision would have took the... No, like, if it would have just took the same route as Mandalorian, where it's, like, 40 minutes, I'd be cool with it, right? I can wait a week. But that shit, it get real annoying. And you gotta, like, go out your way to find, like, the trailer for the next episode. A little teasers.
I'm saying, hey, Kiki, go get the Heartbreaker bundle since you like being a slut.
Not all.
It's $70 and you get 4 condoms. Use them well.
Ooh.
The nigga said, ooh, 4 condoms. The nigga said, that's 8 nuts.
Extra thin.
I'm fucking with these hoodies they got. These Inuyasha hoodies are cute as fuck.
Where's the link at for those?
What'd you say?
Where's the link at for the Inuyasha hoodies?
I'm about to send them to you.
Thank you very much, madam. You want to know who else is that nigga? Armin. I thought that nigga was really rocking a beard. I was so sad when I found out it was...
He looking real cool though. He's looking like a real cool cat finally.
Not like I'm saying, like, oh damn.
Gave him a fucking.
He's still a nerd.
What arc are you on Bleach?
I'm on the arc where this was after they rescued Rupika. This is when Chad and them was getting kidnapped, and they was fucking with them demon people.
The Soul Society.
like they already left the Soul Society and all that. This is after they they saved old girl already.
Oh, you're talking about
I'm in the arc right after that.
Grimjaw. Talking about that part.
Yeah, when spiders. With the when they was like opened up like the gates of hell or some shit, and them niggas got sucked in there.
Oh no, you still early in.
I know I am. Because I got that. I know. I'm mad because it's just like
there's a part. It's either gonna make you mad or you gonna laugh at it. And I told Kiki this shit. I was like, "What in the hell, bruh?" and y'all know, like Ichigo was one of my favorite like anime characters, like top five.
Right.
They do that nigga so dirty.
Oh yeah. I'm gonna be pissed, bro. I already know. I could do.
You get that fire theme song, bro.
I don't want no damn Gen shirt. Where my Ichigo shirt at, bro?
That incident wasn't
You know what incident was, bro. And that shit, it kind of has me mad, but it was funny at the same time. But it happened multiple times, bro, where it's like, all right, y'all niggas, y'all trolling at this point.
Hey, look, I can't wait to spoil One Piece for y'all when I finally catch up on that.
In 5 years.
And if I even start that.
Boy, fuck you.
You might as well just read the manga, honestly.
I'm a third through it in like five months.
You saying see you in 10 years, it's really not, the manga is really not that long compared to the anime.
Yeah, but they got a stretch. They're trying to get every page down, though. Every chapter.
That's
ain't
going
to be king of the pirates or whatever. I forgot what he's trying to do.
Be the king of the pirates and find the One Piece.
Man.
Dare you forget my nigga.
This man ain't shit.
I feel like it's not really about... Well, obviously that's the end goal, but I feel like...
They pirates, though.
I feel like the goal...
How the fuck you pirates just doing ain't find shit?
I feel like...
Y'all suck.
They found shit. You don't even know.
It's the journey to them. It's the journey to for Luffy to get to... You know, Pirate King.
I mean, I understand, but it's like if you can give us a pirate anime, like we should see some you know treasure at some point. Like it don't got to be every episode, but like
Kiki, we was in like fifth grade when that shit was on like Toonami and shit, like fifth or third grade, and they still ain't found a treasure. Like, come on, bro, somebody.
They found some treasure.
Name them.
But it wasn't the treasure.
Just
huh?
Not the treasure.
Name him right now.
Hey, watch this. You ready for this? It's called character development.
Fuck off. Nigga. Anyway. I'm going to be king of the pirates. Now, actually, I don't want to be anymore. Bland?
I mean, I hear you, but they still should have threw some more treasure in there.
These motherfuckers raided a whole Sky Island.
Holy shit, I totally forgot about this anime. Does anybody remember Sinbad? The Adventures of Sinbad? That came on Netflix. Yeah, and there was a prequel called Magi. And it had two seasons. And that was all about Aladdin. Oh my gosh, that was like the best anime that me and we'll call him Kaz found.
I'm gonna keep it a buck too.
It's fucking great. It is so great. That's like the best anime. That's like close to Seven Deadly Sins for me.
Oh, word.
Yep.
My Akame got killed.
I'm not even looking at that shit. This sounds disappointing.
What episode are you on?
It's not disappointing.
It's just heart-wrenching.
It's heart-wrenching, and I finished the whole series, but it's like, you don't want to get attached to a character.
You can't.
Do I look like the kind of nigga that wants his heart?
You can't get attached to a character.
You don't have a choice. It's not an option. It's really not an option.
Because the second you get attached to a character, they dead. Literally.
Dead.
Bro, when they killed off... Oh, wait, has everyone seen it?
I'm not seeing it.
Seeing what? I
Akame got killed.
No.
No, I've never seen it.
I don't want to spoil it then.
No, it's like, you lame ass niggas. That's what they really want to say.
The only thing I've been informed about that.
Did you watch the Tiger Woods documentary?
What?
The Tiger Woods documentary?
Is it on Netflix?
No, I did not know his documentary dropped.
I know. I'm like, I didn't know he had one.
Yeah, it's on HBO Max.
You seen the Tony Parker documentary?
That's on Netflix?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm definitely gonna watch that then.
That shit was good.
With, Kobe.
Yeah, because that's fucking this. I did not know Tony Parker was friends with Michael Jordan.
I didn't even know that. What the hell?
It's just some respect on my name.
Y'all see that Flat Earth documentary?
All right, I'm out.
Okay. The only funny thing about it is that halfway into the documentary, it turns into like a romance. Well, that's the only thing I want to bring up. That the Flat Earth documentary, halfway into it, it turns into a romance between these old ass characters or people.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, I saw it.
It's cringy, though.
I was like, what does this have to do with you trying to tell the earth is flat?
You want to know a show that is cringy that I'm never going to watch just off of them trailers? Whoa. Batwoman.
Oh, my God. I've looked at like two.
That shit
reviews.
Not me.
You said that shit water pistol pie tea. Can go.
Yeah, sir.
You said yams could go, Jalen. What is wrong with you?
They can go. I don't need that.
Yams.
It's either yams go or I go.
Like, yams are good as fuck.
Depends who's making it, though.
Yams, like,
that's
a little...
true. That's right.
I've actually never had yams before.
Really?
You've never had yams?
Yeah,
we gotta take your black card for that one. We gotta take her.
How you not had yams that you're a slut? You know, I'm gonna make you some yams, bro. Pause.
You just been out here being a whore and white joggers. You know what?
So technically,
let's make a think you mean. No, everybody make your best yam/yam casseroles.
Facts. We feeding this nigga some yams.
I get one pair of white joggers and some nice gold glasses, and suddenly I'm a whore.
Yeah,
I guess. Yeah,
so. Oh, nigga, you got the all the joggers nice, like though. You Thanos. Infinity clothes.
A dude decides to change up his fashion just a little bit, and suddenly I'm called a whore.
Is it bad? I got a pair of glasses for each pair of, I got a pair of glasses for each kind of fit I got.
So you're the big whore.
Professional whore.
I'm about to say, so the biggest whore.
For, I have black glasses, I have silver glasses, and I got gold glasses.
Yes. Yeah,
I just need to get some change and some grills to match.
GTA character right here.
Yes, sir.
I already got a chain, bucko.
Accessories everywhere. Watch, chain, earrings, glasses. Fuck it, give me a scarf.
You forgot bracelet, but
give me my turtleneck and my white sweatpants, and we going in.
Black? Is it black? Is it a black turtleneck?
No, it's the same color. We no, it's a white turtleneck too.
I go on Snapchat and I read how illiterate people are, and I get right back off.
Snapchat.
Sometimes I go on there and I read some shit, and I just, it's so fucking illiterate that I just have to get right back off because I'm like, wow, I'm discombobulated and I don't even know what the fuck I just read. I don't even know what that was supposed to mean.
I see that a lot on Wattpad when I look at like the new released or like anybody doesn't have like top followers that I read their stories. It's just the grammar's all over the fucking place. I'm like, I can't read this.
Like, dude. Please listen to this real quick. It's not a time limit on getting your leg back. Remember that. It's not a time limit on getting your leg back.
Wait, rib?
Lick.
Your lick. It's not a time limit on getting your lick back. When it should be, there is no time limit on getting your lick back.
Yeah, I'll be telling Keenan that I can't fucking stand how people write, and he's like, "Well, you just gotta deal with them." Like, no,
stop being illiterate. No, be fucking proper, damn it.
You don't know. It's a difference. What M just said right there, that's illiterate. You don't like the slang and stuff like that. That's what I'm referring to.
But so yeah, that was illiteracy at its finest.
You don't like it when people say, like, for example, like BTW or lame-o or some stuff like that. That's what you gotta
use. I don't even know what those are.
English, motherfucker, do you speak it?
Speak it. Aw, oh, that is wild. Ouch. Facebook is another place. This motherfucker said, bitches be like, I miss you. Nah, bitch, you miss this 6-speed macaroni mixer 3000. Hey, yo.
You get on Facebook or Twitter, you're going to be in for a nice little treat. That's all I can say on that matter.
This shit is so funny. The 6-speed macaroni mixer. I've never thought of it like that.
Hey, hold on.
Making macaroni, okay, but...
Y'all niggas ready to see me piss off right now?
Uh-oh. What are you about to do?
Look what I said in the chat. Niggas gonna know what that means, except him.
Which chat are we looking at?
I sent it to the Discord chat.
Oh.
Yeah,
did you put it in?
That nigga gonna be pissed.
What
when
the
see
fuck
this.
Is this?
Hold on, Warwolf. I don't even remember that scene. What the hell? You guys look like that.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about. That she you looks like a dude.
Looking that manly.
She look like Link.
I'm gonna look at it because she do look like a man right there.
This might have been at the end of an episode. But like I was wondering, like, who the
no,
fuck is
No, it was.
That?
I want to say it was after, like, 2 or 3 or something like that. Because he was getting ready to do what he do, and she had flew. He had told her, like, now's your time, and she had came out of nowhere. And she was like, Aaron, come back with us.
Like, why would you do this?
Like, just look at her face.
She headbutts niggas.
Facts.
Would you like to know what that means?
Not me.
How about you sound it out for me?
See, I got
what?
You said sound it out. That's exactly what I did.
What the fuck?
It's an abbreviation.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, shit. What's the first two letters?
So you.
So you just gonna.
So you just gonna come on, you're getting there.
So you just gonna be. B?
No.
Okay.
Nah. No.
Okay, what's the B?
Bring.
So you're just gonna bring. Okay, I don't know it. I don't know.
You
want
to say it?
What's M? What's M?
Me.
So you're just gonna bring me. I don't know. Hold on.
I got it.
Yeah.
Because I was over here like, so what is it? Fuck, I was over here trying to think about it.
So you're just gonna be.
You're just gonna bring me.
Gonna bring me.
Oh my god, I'm gonna get the video ready to send it after.
What's A? What's A?
A.
A is A.
B?
You're just gonna bring me A.
Gonna bring me A.
Hold on, I'm trying to find the video. I'm almost there.
I birth?
Yeah, give birth what? Birth what? You got half of the word. It's birth what?
Birthday?
There you go. You just gonna bring me a birthday
gift?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. On?
We're all like, mm-hmm, yeah.
On, yeah.
My?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Birthday?
Yes.
Yeah.
To?
Yeah.
Yeah.
My?
My?
Yes.
Yeah. On the video in time.
Birthday again?
Yes.
Yeah.
Present?
No.
It's a P. It's a P.
What do
no,
you
not, a, not present.
What do you,
it's a.
What do you? What do people typically have on their birthday?
Party.
There you go.
Nah, so you just gonna bring me a birthday gift on my birthday to my birthday party?
Oh my god, what is this?
Happy birthday?
You just gonna bring me a birthday gift on my birthday to my birthday party on my birthday with a birthday gift?
Thank Happy you. Birthday?
Oh my god! I've never seen this. No.
That shit is so funny.
Oh, we have to react to that for the
Oh my gosh, that fucking glass.
I know the perfect video we can react to.
It smells like bitch in here. Oh,
I was gonna send like that one to me. Too. I was just
nigga,
gonna send that gentleman?
One. Nigga, I was sucking my daddy's dick at 7 years old.
I've heard that line.
Without context, it sounds wild, doesn't it?
I've heard of Loader Squad. It was on Adult Swim, right?
Yes, sir.
What?
Yep. And they was fucking hilarious with that shit.
Okay.
You've ever seen The Whitest Kid You Know? That's it's pretty much a hood black funnier version.
My goodness.
Smell like bitch in here. Oh, y'all smell like piss to me.
You're in a hood now, baby.
Smell like bitch in here.
Smell like a bitch in here.
All y'all smell like bitch to me. That nigga's the fucking janitor. Why you got so many necklaces?
I'm gonna go ahead and... I think we
what?
Go ahead and close this episode out.
This bullshit at this point.
What's her name? What's her name? What's her name? Miss White Cocaine?
Before we go, everybody that's listening, if you enjoy the podcast, we do take donations on the Anchor app.
Anchor. All you
gotta do donations.
Go to our podcast, the Late W Podcast on Anchor or anchor.com. And right below, it should say support. It should say support podcast. And you just click on that and you can do a monthly donation of 99 cents, $10, $20, whatever amount you want.
Completely up to you.
Y'all are fucking adults, and if you're not adults, use your parents' credit cards when they're not.
Allegedly.
Facts.
But
donations.
Check us out on the next episode.
Follow me on Wattpad.
Donations.
YMEXO.
Make sure y'all check out my YouTube. Page. I Twitch. I stream occasionally on my YouTube channel.
Candle pages, essence.enrich, Instagram.
YouTube channel Rage and Beast, the nigga with the Bakugo picture.
And of course, you can find my lovely poetry on Wattpad, per usual. Bye.
That's a lot of goddamn links.
Donations.